So, since it's been a little while since last time, everyone remembers what happened last?
No.
No.
No one
We
remembers?
got attacked at the badger habitat.
By giant robots and shit.
By giant mechanical machines of death. So we went to see Truffaut, and he was like, "You guys, you go bah!" He told us to go recruit, that we had a special mission to go recruit the apes, the rats, and the rabbits into the resistance.
So sounds like the start of a joke.
A rat, a rabbit, a dog, and a shit, and an ape walks into.
Okay,
Okay.
so the pretty much the last thing that happened was that you had just gotten the briefing about it wasn't a very big briefing, but for the rats, you know who the alpha is and that you need to recruit them. That's pretty much it. The rabbits you know even less about. Only that you need to recruit them and that they have been fighting the Watchers for a long time. So they're obviously not with the Watchers. Then you have the apes. The apes were the ones that you had the most information about. You had the name of the Alpha, who you know is kind of. He's not
We
a
don't
very.
know. Christian knows.
He is. He's kind of like taking a back seat. He doesn't want to rock the boat. That's his.
He's a puddle licker.
Concrete wants to know what's the ass situation.
Listen, my sexual choices are none of your business. And yeah, what's the ass
You
situation?
make it our business.
And then, but you did have the information of
Cannot answer.
a information on a potential ally in the ape habitat.
What's her name?
It's Christian that just left Rule 20.
No problems. I'll be right back in.
That was the one I had to look up last time, and now I have to look it up again.
How did you not spell it? Soloviev. It was Soloviev. No, that's a badger.
The weird thing in this book, it's laid out completely different than the Swedish version, so it's hard to find some information sometimes.
It's no problem, man. It's no problem. We all understand.
How's the push to talk, Jeff?
When I push, I can talk, so it's working.
Wow.
Okay, so it's Largo was the one who was more positive towards the resistance, have been
Largo?
speaking out against the Watchers.
Spell that out. So, like, big in Spanish. Whoa, you're muted. What the fuck is happening?
The alpha in the apes is called Boar 21.
I think we should pay him a visit.
With Molotov cocktails?
No, just, pay him a visit, let him like know that he's not lo no longer in control, and basically put someone in his stand. Are you guys also hearing this?
Yeah, it's Christian coming. I'm getting messages that Christian joined the channel like over and over again.
Oh, so you should disable the notification.
I'll
Yeah, I
do
don't know
that.
why that
How
keeps
do I
happening.
disable those notifications?
Oh, it should be in settings.
Where is it in settings? I'm trying to.
I'm checking.
Hopefully that's done with. I'm hoping that's not gonna keep kicking me out and letting me come
It
back in.
in like the in the message tab, it says like notifications, and you can like click.
Yeah. Text to just unclick text to speech, I believe. Is that possible?
Well, I'm not hearing it anymore, so everyone good?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Looking at a cat butt.
I think it should be fine now. It hopefully won't keep kicking me out like that.
Okay, so a small update since last time because of some players not being present and things like that. Eastwood has been sent by Truffaut back to the Bears. He needs someone to keep an eye on. He suspects something is going on there, and he needs some eyes among the Bears who can move around without drawing suspicion. So
Around
he.
the bears?
Yeah.
All right.
And Tolkien, let's say he just hasn't arrived yet.
Or we could meet him at the ape place. Then again, maybe it's better to go directly to the rat place.
Yep, that decision is up to you guys, where you want to go. But Tolkien just hasn't shown up at the helicopter yet, so you are to start the mission and then he will join you as soon as he's able to.
All right. So I'm taking my backpack with me with all the extra precautions that's needed for whatever can happen. Do you want to come with, who wants to come with me to the apes camp?
Well, it'd probably be best if I joined you, seeing as I'm one of them.
Oh, you want to split up?
I don't know. Do you want to start at the, with the bears?
No, we don't deal with the bears. Rabbits is the furthest away, so we're going to end with them. Apes, yeah,
but they're far, very far away.
That's what I was saying. Rabbits should be the last ones we see.
Oh, okay.
You don't know that, but like, I'm near the rat's habitat, by the way.
Yeah.
But you don't know it. You don't know it.
Logically, though.
Yeah, so I think we should start with the apes.
Yeah.
That's like, that'll be like, that's the closest. And from there, we can move upwards towards the rats. And from there, somehow move towards the
rabbits.
So, Jeff.
Yes.
Cahoon. You are already part of the resistance. How did you get dragged into this whole resistance thing?
Well, I kind of got kidnapped by the Watchers, and they experimented on me. I don't know exactly like what they did, but they threw me back in the world, and I kind of want to get revenge on them.
Mm-hmm. And someone approached you and suggested that you could have a chance to fight back against them.
Yes, and I said yes.
And you were also not welcome back in your own home after everything that happened, were you?
Yeah, exactly. Like the rabbits, like, didn't really like me anymore, so I had to move away from the rabbits' habitat. And I decided to go to, like, near the rats' habitats, because we're kind of, like, similar creatures. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now you are at the helicopter. If you see on the map, it's down at the, like, lower left side.
Oh, okay, yeah, it says helicopter, yeah.
That is the current headquarters of the Resistance. And
cool.
What were you saying?
No, I just said cool. It's okay.
And
I think you said coon.
No. That's mine. Yeah, I just always keep saying my name, like.
Okay.
So, you have been, since you know both the rat and the rabbit habitats fairly well, seeing as you are a hunter and has also been living in both of them, Truffaut has asked you to join up with this group since they're slightly shorthanded. And could use someone to
and
help
clueless.
Guide them.
Too bad he didn't tell us that we're gonna kill you because we don't know why you're following us.
Yeah, well, just like keep. Well, I'm good.
But all of
so
you are still in the near the helicopter. You haven't left yet.
Oh, by the way, you're a loose cannon. I'm setting this guy with you on the case. No, we work alone amongst ourselves.
We don't need no partner.
Yeah.
More partners?
Would a loose cannon do this? Fucking lights a fire in the helicopter.
Shit, nigger. You're sending in the wolf?
Jesus.
That's all you've got to say.
So I'm already in the helicopter, right? So I, like everyone else, is in the helicopter too?
They are near the helicopter. The helicopter itself is not that huge, so it's kind of used as an office and headquarters, but people who come there tend to sleep, up a small camp in the trees around or wherever they, if they're staying for more than a quick visit.
Maybe you got bored and went to hunt, doing stuff.
Yeah, we're already back, Kevin.
You were there before us and you just went to hunt, and now you're coming back.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So you just came back. You know you were supposed to join up with a team here, but they had not arrived yet. So you were out hunting, and now you've gotten back, and you see the guys you described to that you're going to work with for the near future are there. They look like a ragged bunch of misfits.
We're playing backgammon, basically.
I don't know how that works.
Like, when you say misfits, like,
I keep joking on the pieces.
about backgammon. Like, all right, well, I just approach and like.
It's terrible, Candy.
I just approach and like I wave at the people that I don't know yet.
So you basically see a badger and a wolverine sit with a wooden board in front of them, and the badger says to the wolverine, "You don't roll the dice by putting them in there in your mouth." You do. All right. Spit them out. Okay, you got 3-4, so you need to move this one 3 times and that one 4 times. No, don't. Oh, come on.
I'll get them back in 24 hours, more or less.
Are you guys with the resistance? Am I at the right place?
Oh, you know that they're with the resistance because they're at the helicopter. They're just outside.
Yeah, so, but I've never seen them before.
Intruder!
Do you need like a loudspeaker to say that or something? What's wrong with you? Of course we're not.
I just want to say hi. I understand that we're going to be working together.
Officially, we're merchants. Traveling merchants.
Yeah, of course. So am I.
Right. Well, I'm Faraday. It's nice to meet you. Holds out a hand for a handshake.
I shake your hand. I'm Cahoon. Nice to meet you.
A couple of fleas crawl on your arm.
Hi, Cahoon. Nice to meet you. My name is Concrete.
Nice to meet you. And I want to shake your hand too. I want to shake the hands of everyone.
Oh, so I'm shaking your hand.
I'm Crosby.
Nice to meet you.
What did you say your name was again?
My name is Cahoon.
Alright, nice to meet you, Croon.
Exactly, yes, Cahoon. So.
Does he have, modification or anything like that? Did the Watcher do anything to him? That shows?
Do you have any ideas, Jeff, or should I just tell
scars,
you what I like?
USB inputs, USB ports, I don't know.
Well, I don't think I have, like modifications, like, physically made to me. Like, I don't think the...
There's no mechanical bits on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Firewire installed below your anus.
There's an extension cord going out from his butt, leading off into the forest.
What's that all about? I don't know. Couldn't find the end.
No, but...
What about scars? Does it show that he's been shot arrows at from the rabbits for over a year?
No, but really, like, I have scars. Kind of, like, all over.
The other rabbits are like, we're setting up a practicing stand right where you live. So if we miss and accidentally hit you, it's an accident. By the way, I'm really bad at this.
What I suspect that... You stop me if you don't like this.
Stop.
No, go ahead.
Considering how he is, I'll let you decide if you're going to tell anyone either in or out of character. I think he's probably got a kind of a large mouth, and his teeth might... There's just something odd about like his teeth, and he's a little bit drooly.
Well, that's how I look, so that's what they see.
Yep, just something that's off about him.
So he's ugly, he'll fit right in.
Speak for yourself.
Right, I think we need to go. Are you carrying any important stuff that you want me to, I don't know, save for you in my backpack?
No, it's okay. Like, I can take care of myself.
You sure? Because I can, like, take care of them even better if you want.
Yeah, just one way of investment.
No, it's
shut
okay.
up.
It's okay. I'll keep my stuff.
All right. But if you'll change your mind, just let me know.
Yeah, of course. Don't worry about it.
So, do you know the way to the apes?
Oh, by the way, we didn't. Christian's not here yet. I mean, Apeshton Faraday. Yeah, but you're not. You didn't arrive at the helicopter yet, I think. Or did you?
Yeah, he is. Tolkien is not there.
I shook his head and everything.
Tolkien came to us. We met at the helicopter. He left. Oh, no. Tolkien is not there. Oh, shit.
If it's a slight retcon, then so
yeah. I'm confused within the multiple timeline frame. I forget which Earth we are on. Faraday, what's been happening? We didn't get news from you for over a month, maybe? I don't know.
It was probably like 5 or 6 weeks.
For a couple of moons. Nobody tell him, but he doesn't know what moons are.
Doesn't know what moons are.
Well, he doesn't know what moon means in terms of time.
I don't think it was quite that long, my friend, but I just had some business to take care of, you know.
Did you hear the badger compound was attacked?
Unfortunately, that news had not spread to me.
Well, it did, and it was horrible.
It's quite unfortunate.
Lots of good men died. And women. And children.
We cannot let the Watchers do what they do. That's why we have to deal with them.
The fist. I go punch Watcher now. Alright, we should get on our way. There's only so much farting around we can do.
It sounds like a good plan. Let's get moving.
So what's the situation at the Ape compound? That would be you that would know. Fara day.
Yeah, I just don't know what would be canonical to say right
now. It's been pretty much business as usual. There hasn't been really that much happening at all.
Nothing of interest has really been going on. It's been quite normal.
Well, you know what they say. It is very quiet before something really bad happens.
Who said that?
I heard it some in the apes camp. They usually say that before they throw poo at you.
I think you all also just said that.
I thought you couldn't smile. I thought you were frowning. But maybe that's the dog.
So right, are you guys getting going?
We're gonna get on the road. Yeah. I'll lead the way.
I'd like to make a pause here. And so it turns out that I didn't read the trauma at all in the Genheim Alpha, and they changed it. Did you check it out, Clays?
Mm-hmm.
The rules for recovering doubt?
The instinctual behavior instead.
Yeah, so like damage... Oh, by the way, so damage and fatigue are recovering on top of our daily needs. So that means that if we want to recover 1 point, we've got to eat one food and then one extra food to recover that point. Not just... It doesn't. The first one that your daily need of one food and one grub and one water doesn't automatically restore 1 point. Also, for wits, you need to sleep at least 6 hours. I don't know. Same as usual. And for doubt, it depends on your animal. It's on page 80 of the GenLab Alpha book, but it depends on your animal type. So for the badgers and wolverines, we gotta be we gotta go home and be a family man, basically, to recover doubt. We gotta protect our pack. Which, fair enough. To recover doubt, the apes need to pick fleas. So you need to go pick fleas off of someone to recover doubt. And basically rabbits need to fuck.
Yep.
They need to seek intimacy with someone, anyone. That's...
So like any volunteers when I'm going to need to do that?
I just see blank stares.
If you... If you think intimacy works with volunteers in the animal kingdom, you haven't been paying attention.
Okay, I'll find something.
Good thing we don't have duck habitats with their weird misshapen dicks and their, you know, necrophilia.
Would we even know what a duck is living in here?
I think I ate one. There must be ducks around the ape compounds. No? Clays? Ducks? No ducks.
If it's a duck, then you don't know it's a duck.
Oh, well, there's these weird birds that are like, duck, duck.
I can tell you that they're delish.
The fuck are you... Yeah. Alright, let's move.
Okay. So we continue our discussion on the not ducks.
Okay, so you were heading towards the apes, right?
Yep, right.
Yeah.
What kind of route are you taking towards getting to the apes?
The safe one.
Going through forest, taking the road.
Through the forest, for sure.
Top of eagles.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Forest.
Yeah, forest is fine.
I'm going to say that you head out, not early morning, but it's at least a few hours before noon.
So it'll be unsafe for us to go pass through the woods at night or evening?
That is up to you guys.
It's unsafe for everyone else. Never for me.
I think we should go.
We'll go.
Yep.
Alright, so since I know the way, since I live there, I'm gonna just, I guess take point on this.
I have night vision anyway.
Okay, so you guys trample around through the forest. You eventually, after a number of hours, reach the road that you will have to cross. Even if you're going to keep going through the forest, you will have to cross the road at some point or another.
I'm gonna do cartwheels. Just very quick.
Yeah. I see him do his cartwheels, and I just walk across normal. Do the big pose, you know, to turn to look at him.
with some hesitation, you manage to cross the road. It's early afternoon now, and you keep heading deeper into the forest. It's definitely a thicker, heavier forest on this side than there was on the previous side. But there are like little paths every now and then that you can follow for a bit. And then, I mean, there are hunters who hunt in these forests all the time. You are definitely inside the dog habitat now.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's right.
In their area. And roll me a scout, anyone who wants to keep a watch while you're going.
I can do that.
Roll it.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I got like 2 success, but 1...
Just don't push it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to push it.
So you don't get any... Unless you want to push it.
No.
But I want...
You would get 1 trauma point.
I got 1 success as well.
Anyone else rolling? Or...
No.
Okay. So, Cahoon is the first one who notices this. His keen sense of hearing from being a rabbit with giant ears and experience as a hunter, there's something out there. You don't know what, but there's something moving a bit further in the forest. And
is it something really big or?
No, you can't quite tell at first, but what is your first reaction when you hear that there's something moving out there?
Okay, well, so everyone stop walking. Like, there's something ahead. Like, I don't know what it is, but we have to, like, be quiet.
All right. I also have some sixth sense, so I can use it.
Yep. That doesn't quite come up yet, but I'm keeping it in mind. And as you hear it just before Concrete does, but he hears it as well, there's several feet. There's more than one person or thing moving in the forest, and they're moving towards you in your direction.
Do they seem to know we're here, or?
I'm taking my gun.
Well, what about you tell us? Just tell us they're coming our way.
So it doesn't sound like they're not moving to try and flank you. You can hear that they're not doing like the run pause, trying to get a position. They're moving in a steady pace, but they're trying to keep quiet.
Well, I don't know anything. I'm just waiting for Kroon to say something.
Like, are they gonna be at us like soon, or can I sneak like away to see like what they are, who they are? Or?
They are not that far far away. Actually, they're, I would guess, like 100 meters or so. They will be on you guys in a minute or so. But all it's right. It's kind of thick.
It's move check to jump into the hop into the trees, right? To climb trees. It's the move check.
Yep, that would be a move check.
But we don't know that because they're not telling us anything.
They told us to stop and that there's something coming our way. He's not elaborating further, so I'm just gonna do the safe thing and jump in the tree.
No, well, I assumed that like I was telling you everything that Clayce was saying.
Don't assume. It'll make an ass out of you and me.
Okay, so I just tell you guys everything like that Clayce told us, but like silently. So I could like we could like move away from their path, and I could try to sneak to see who they are.
I'm sneaking. Can I roll?
Sure. Where are you sneaking towards? Are you just trying to
the side, hide or basically to get myself in a flanking sort of position?
So I pushed and I got the 1 success. I needed to jump in the tree, so I climb up into the tree.
Okay.
But I want to sneak too. So
I got a success.
I'm going to sneak too.
Crap. All right. Yeah. So
that's unfortunate.
Somebody's gonna have to push.
Yeah, I guess I can push. I'm gonna take a damage though.
Oh no.
Well, you don't have. Well, at least two of us are hidden. You know, maybe they're not enemies.
Oh no. Oh, that was dangerous. That was not a good push.
Ouch.
Oh wow. Okay, so you're broken.
Yeah. We're gonna have to. What damage is that one? What are you gonna have to do for that?
Oh, you just have to get up. You just need a heal check, basically. It's fatigue.
Okay.
Oh, so I get like 4 fatigue points or what?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're out.
What happens that he fucking fucks himself up like that? Like, tries to jump in a bush, jumps in thorn bush or something?
Yeah, right, I'm gonna
push then.
It's fatigue, so he's probably managed to stress himself up so much about this.
So because I can push twice. I got 2 success, so I can at least get the other one out of here. While he's gonna be on the ground, acting as our bait, and I take 2 damage.
Yeah, I also took 2 damage, but I didn't sneak, so I didn't succeed.
So, but I give you a success, basically. Oh, okay. With my extra success.
So everyone except Concrete manages to sneak off into the undergrowth. Concrete is still there, completely he's stressed like out. He's freaking out. He doesn't quite know what to do. And suddenly he turns around and all his friends are gone as well, and he's completely alone here.
I hold my gun and shoot at something.
You can't do anything, by the way. You can't take a single action.
You can speak and move slowly. That's pretty much it.
Oh crap! All right.
You're like those animals that get caught in the headlight. Just.
All right. So from our hidden position, do we finally see whatever was coming forward? The peoples.
Yes. There's some sound and the steps quiet. They just stop for a moment before moving forward again after a short pause. And you see a group of, there's five of them. They are three dogs and two wolves, kind of moving quietly. They all have bows, and you see that two of them have like animal carcasses strapped on their backs. So you can pretty safely assume that these are hunters, a hunting party out.
But you're saying like they have bows, but they are not drawn, right? They're just like on their back or something?
They're holding the bows. They don't have them drawn back, but they are holding the bows in their hands. And when the sound heard, they took arrows out, and they have like arrows stringed but not pulled back when there was sound.
Maybe they come in peace.
You're gonna die, boy.
I'm going to, just in case, I'm gonna ready my sling.
Maybe they need someone to teach them backgammon.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Offer to teach them backgammon.
We don't have backgammon.
Because you ate the dice.
Yes.
So, what is your plan? They are moving, they're slowly moving towards where they heard the sounds.
Well, I don't think they're gonna kill him, so they're probably just gonna heal him and let him go. Unless they recognize him, in which case they're gonna bring him back to the case, to the dog habitat, which we're not gonna let happen.
No, but if we're all together, maybe they're not gonna try to attack us or anything. Like,
did anyone see us though when we stole the machine killer carbine from the dog place?
Oh yeah,
I thought you guys were stealthy with it.
Yeah, but we didn't kill anyone, so the guard saw us.
Yeah, that one guard.
Yeah. So, but I was a wolverine, not a badger. Maybe he's gonna remember the badger too. So, a wolverine with a badger. Definitely, you don't want to have a wolverine with a badger, with an Aki mask, in the same in front of dogs because they're pretty pissed. As long as they don't see me, you guys should be fine. As long as they don't see me,
we'll see you right now. We'll just wait it out and see what they do when they come meet Concrete.
So,
but Concrete is like wearing the helmet that he stole from the place, right?
Yes, I am.
God.
So, as they approach, it's some undergrowth near the path that you were going. So they can't quite see yet, but you notice that two of the dogs, they take up position, and then the rest of them are flanking out towards the sides.
Did they see us or just Concrete?
They haven't seen anyone, and they're flanking where Concrete is.
Okay.
Positioning wise, I'm up in a tree, right? And everyone else is like,
yeah,
you, hiding
you're
on the ground.
In a tree above the whole thing. You have the best view of everything.
Okay.
All right, we'll let them flank.
How far down is Concrete from me?
Five stories.
You are. You pretty much climbed straight up in the closest tree. So he is not quite right underneath you, but fairly close to straight underneath you.
Alright, I'm an orangutan, so I got long arms, and I have an umbrella. Can I hook him and pull him up the tree?
No.
Oh,
you're too far up
in
the tree for that.
Too bad. Alright, well, then I'm just, gonna wait it out and see what they do when they meet him.
And you see the ones flanking? The group where there was two flanking ones, one of them go, so he's right on the other side, and the other two are, so they're kind of like in a triangle shape on one side, and then the two of them are on the other side, and then the triangle starts moving towards him. Pretty much like if an animal is there, they're trying to drive it towards the two who are waiting. And they come out of the undergrowth, both drawn back. And at first, the thing they see, they just see this badger looking panicked with a giant backpack. And they're like, they pause a moment and, what are you doing here? Can't hear you.
You mute.
Sorry, Hoops. So I say, oh, you startled me. Thank God it's you. Whew.
For a this moment is our there, territory. I thought I was lost. Get out of here.
Can you lend me a hand?
No. Get out of here. This is our area. You go back to wherever you belong.
All right. I'm trying to stand up. Can I stand up?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm standing up and I'm walking like with my hand, with my head downwards, like I'm walking in shame, like I did something wrong.
Hurry up.
I'm trying. I'm walking very as fast as I can. I just fell really hard and I couldn't get up and back there.
Get out of here before we make you get out of here.
I'm doing just that, sir. And I'm walking like as fast as I can.
You already made me get out of here.
As you walk past the last one, you feel he puts his foot out right in front of your foot to trip you up.
So I fall.
Yeah, it's a fight move, so technically that kills him. I'm joking.
No, it's not a fight move. I mean...
I know, I'm joking.
But he trips you up, so you just fall flat on the path there.
As I fall, I say, like, ugh, it happens to me all the time.
Hurry the fuck up. Get out of here. We don't want your kind around here.
All right. I'm kind of standing up, and I'm trying to walk.
Kind of triggered.
Yeah, as you get up, the one who tripped you, he kind of gives you a light shove. Not enough to, like, shove you back into the ground, but so you kind of stumble forward a few steps.
Is there a dog or a wolf next to me?
Not right next to you, but you are hiding in some bushes. So you are, say, like 10 meters away from the two ones who are still holding position.
As he's shoving me, like, forward, I say, oh, thank you for your assistance. And I'm just keep on walking as fast as I can.
Which is not very fast at all.
You said resistance, not assistance.
That's being smart. It's not being resistance.
So they mutter and shout a little bit at you as you move away. And then they gather up and stand in a group and mutter a bit to themselves. It's hard to hear what they're saying. They're kind of whispering to each other, and then they start heading off in
another direction. Try and hear them, or
they're in a group, eh? I just happen to have a Molotov cocktail. Not joking.
And then they head off in a different direction.
Alright, I'm gonna go pick up Roy. Monkey should do that.
Like, would we wait, like, to make sure that they're far enough so that they don't hear us anymore?
Yeah.
And then you catch up with poor Concrete.
Yeah, and then I'll go ahead and do a healing check right now on him.
Okay.
I fell and I couldn't get up. I don't know what happened to me.
You messed up.
There you go. It's nice to go around.
Nice. How does it work? Like, does he heal three times? Or?
Yep, 3 points.
Nice.
Wow, thanks. I feel so much better.
Yeah, no problem. It's unfortunate what happened back there. I guess we slightly overreacted, but it seems they would have ejected us from that part of the forest.
Yeah, that's what they wanted to do. They made their fun, but we're going to avenge that event. I'm not going to forget that easily.
Yeah, so what are the physical descriptors of those dogs that, like, tripped him and whatnot? Are they, like, chihuahuas, like, bulldogs, or what?
The one who tripped him was, a German shepherd. Kind of brown and black.
Put that on your sheet so you can remember this.
So, like, Arya Stark, I'm basically mumbling their names all over and over and over, you know, like a list.
Though, unfortunately, you don't know their names. They never told you their names.
I made up a name for them.
What are those names?
That dog.
Captain Sausage is the one. Is the first one.
Is that the one who tripped you?
Yeah, is the one who tripped me.
Okay. Okay, so you proceed through the forest now. And after a while, you can start hearing the water that you know is the lake in which the Ape Island is located in. And it takes you a few more minutes, and then you reach the edge of the forest and the lake itself. Out in the lake, you see this. There's actually two islands, one larger and one smaller. There's quite a lot of trees, and then there's these bare gray concrete buildings. You know how they tend to look in like sewers, where you have, it's just bare concrete, no doors, no windows. It looks like a house where someone has stripped away everything but the concrete. There is a rope bridge leading between the two islands, and there is a large, could be glass building, but it's see-through at least on the big on one of the islands.
So we need a boat.
No, we can just take the bridge.
Yeah, like, is the bridge like guarded or something?
There's no bridge out to the islands.
Yeah, it's between the two islands, the bridge.
Oh, okay.
It's a raft that we need to take.
Gotcha. All right. We just have them, right? Like, on the shore?
There are a number of boats around the islands. And you can see out in the on the lake itself, there is a boat in the middle of the lake where there's some apes who are fishing.
I wave at them. Hello!
It takes you a few shouts, and then they look up. It's a trio of apes.
I recognize them?
No, you don't recognize them.
I think what he's really asking is, are they hot?
Do you recognize their ass? Like, or just...
It's kind of hard to tell how their asses are looking right now. But it's a trio of apes. There's a chimp, an orangutan, and a gorilla sitting on a raft built mostly from logs and, like, oil barrels and things like that that are tied underneath it to keep it floating.
A chimpanzee, you say, huh? Hmm. All right.
So you got their attention.
I'm basically moving towards them.
Are you trying? Well, they are out in the lake, and you're at the edge of the lake. Are you going into the lake?
Just approach. No, I'm approaching the edge of the lake, and I'm waving at them.
Okay. The chimpanzee gets up on what you assume is a chair that he has on the raft. And he kind of puts his hand up to his eyes.
I call out to him, it's me! It's me, Hunter!
Wouldn't Faraday be more?
Probably, but I'm letting him do this. I think he's, you know, just trying to hit on this chimp.
So,
And as the chimp gets closer, or the raft with the chimps gets closer, I say, how you doing?
Good. Fishing's good today. The gorilla doesn't say anything. Nice. He's just got a pipe in his mouth, and he's kind of, you know, that kind of look that gorilla have, they kind of look like a bit grumpy, but that's like the natural state.
Yeah. So you had a lot of catch today.
Yeah, pretty good day. The chimp, he's wearing like a very worn button-up shirt, and he's got this little cap on his head. It's kind of like a very faded green. The gorilla, he's wearing some pants, a red plaid shirt, and this hat with like earmuffs, this warm hat. He's got the earmuffs pulled back up so it's not too warm. And then there's the orangutan. He's wearing like a green parka and pants, and all of them are sitting on like little lawn chairs on top of this raft. They got their fishing rods sticking. They probably got some sort of arrangement where they can fasten it to the raft. The orangutan, he's got like an oar or a paddle or something, and he's like slowly paddling it towards you. It doesn't look like he's giving it that much effort. He's not definitely not in a hurry.
Like, does it look the like? Do we look welcome here, or we are unwanted in the ape habitat?
Well, they're definitely moving closer to you guys to see what you want, at least.
Okay, so they're not being aggressive or anything.
Nope, but they probably feel fairly safe being on a raft in the lake while you are on the shore.
Yeah, fair point.
That's kind of like an advantage the apes have. They have a very easily defended habitat. It's very hard to attack the ape habitat, so they kind of like feel safe when they're around home.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
So when they finally get closer, they seem to have noticed you, Faraday, and the orangutan, he kind of looks up and he gives you a wave.
Oh, I wave back. Hello, gentlemen.
Should we be seen traveling together?
Well, you have been seen now, so...
Shit.
Unless you want to claim that you just happened to come to the exact same point at the same time.
Would you gentlemen perhaps be able to take us to take me across the way?
Sure thing. Hop on.
And I'll do just that. I don't know if anyone else is going to ask if they can have a ride or if they need me to ask for them. I don't know what our plan is here, if we're trying to pretend like we don't know each other or if we're all a group.
Maybe we should, you know what? I think I'm gonna sit this one out. I'll be outside in case there's a need of any help.
Unfortunately, need of any help means that you would have to, like, swim over to the island or something.
Yeah, I guess.
So right. you
wouldn't
be very helpful.
He's gonna build a raft out of weapons. It's fine.
Yeah.
What I guess, if I put a blade on this raft? Does it count as a weapon crafting then?
Alright, I guess we'll go on.
Yeah, I guess, like, we can all go on the island.
It's fairly crowded on this raft right now when every one of you is there. And Ringo's there as well.
At least the bear and the moose aren't there.
Yeah, the two ones with large...
Wait, Ringo's there too now?
Yep, Ringo's been with you all along.
He only likes Tolkien, remember? Otherwise everyone else just doesn't pay attention to Ringo.
That lizard.
He's got his guitar on his back.
He still has that thing? Oh, God.
Yep.
Weren't we trying to teach him to play it so that he could, like, play songs or some shit for us? How's he coming along with his guitar playing?
Don't ask.
Oh, really? And then he gets his guitar out and he starts playing. I mean, he's not bad, but he's not great either. And the guitar is definitely slightly out of tune. Well, he's an amateur and they don't have any tools for tuning, so tuning is done at best with guessing.
Yeah, like, if he actually knew how to play it, he could just do it by ear, but he sucks, so he can't. Okay.
And he has never had any teacher or ever heard anyone play before himself, so he doesn't have much of a baseline to go
with. I mean, I don't think we know much about music shit, so to us, how bad could it really be, right?
That's what I was gonna say, like, exactly. For us, it sounds amazing, like, yeah.
So he starts playing and he starts singing. I mean, his lisp makes the singing a little bit odd.
Yep, so I guess we all crowd in on this and I just make small talk and I have my umbrella out as a sun, you know, parasol.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm just talking with these other apes about going on, you know, what's going on back home and everything.
But Ringo is still playing and, like, singing over you talking to the apes.
Yep. I mean, he's not doing, like, a power ballad or anything.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do. He sings Wonderwall. You're like, what? How do you know Wonderwall? Fucking asshole with a guitar.
I made this. I wrote this song.
He actually found it.
It expresses my innermost feelings.
Wonderwall does.
Okay, so you guys, they're talking to you. They don't seem to, like, give the rest of you guys much attention.
I'm alright with that.
And so they're like, doing a little bit of small talk and, like, to Fahrenheit. Like, not much. Oh,
what do you call him?
Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit?
Yeah, man. Watch, that'll end up being my Fahrenheit. Resistance name at some point. We'll see.
Fahrenheit. I like it.
So they're talking, like, a bit of gossip of what's going on and... If anything, there hasn't been really that much special going on.
Okay. So everything still seems pretty normal since the last time I was here.
Yeah. And you finally get over to, like, the dock on the other side, and they throw a rope. There's another chimpanzee on the dock who takes the rope and ties it off for them. And they let you get off the raft there.
Well, I thank you, gentlemen. You guys have a good rest of your day, enjoy yourselves, and I'm gonna give them some booze so that they can, you know, drink and fish, you know? Good old standby.
Oh, the gorilla finally makes any expression on his face, and he kind of grins, showing his slightly yellow, large teeth, and he kind of gives you a light slap on the back, and they kind of wait until you've gotten off, and are steadily on the dock, and then they push off again.
Mm-hmm.
The orangutan gives you a wave as they head off.
Yep, and I wave goodbye to them, and then I walk off, you know, twirling the umbrella.
Okay, I would like each and every one of you to roll a d6 for me.
Like, does Ringo still have his cart, like, on the raft and thing?
Yep, he's got his cart with him all the time. It's kind of hazardous with a shopping cart on our log raft, but... Okay, just missing Alex then, I'm guessing. But he's busy murdering a cat, I think. Okay, so... as you... I'm guessing that you start heading towards land. You're on the dock that's in the bottom of the picture, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you reach land... just looking at the cat, large cat's face in the middle of the... So...
I think he's in pain.
He's just a grumpy cat. Or has a grumpy looking face. And on the island there seems to be like normal everyday life. There's some apes sitting around on like the concrete edge talking to each other. And some are moving around and seems like fairly normal everyday life. That's when Concrete notices there's something. Oh, and that's when he... Oh, there he is. He was hiding underneath the camera. He notices there are some someone is right behind you.
Concrete noticed that, right?
Crosby.
Oh, Crosby.
Yep.
With a two. Okay. Who's behind me?
You turn around and look.
Yeah.
You turn around, look, you see nothing behind you, and then you look slightly down, and there's this, like, tree of spider monkey kids, who are just standing, like, right behind you.
Oh, you cut out, or my thing cut out.
There's this tree of spider monkey kids, they're standing right behind you, looking straight up at you.
What do you want?
What are you? What's your name? What's that? They just start bombarding you with questions.
I'm trying to... I guess I'll oblige.
You start trying to answer their questions as best you can?
Yeah. I mean, Badger's family man.
Yeah, they're pretty much like pointing in turn to each and every single item you have and asking, what's that?
Do I have anything?
Yeah, you have your armor, you have your hockey mask, you have the scissors, I think.
Oh, God.
What are those, pointing towards the scissors?
They're things I cut monsters with. I'm a monster killer.
Can we have them?
No, it's mine. I need them, or what am I going to cut monsters with? My teeth?
Can we play with them? You can have them back later.
It's too dangerous. Sorry, kids.
Can you play with us?
Yeah, all right.
When you say that, they just shine up. One of them, like, shoves his fist towards, like, your stomach, which is, like, straightforward for him.
Yeah.
And he says, like, tag, you're it! And then they just skitter off, all of them in different directions.
Alright, gonna get on all fours and go after them.
Okay, so the rest of you, what do you do? You're just standing there at the edge of the dock and...
Well, I recall what business I need to, that needed to be attended to here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm probably gonna head towards that, but first I want to go home and, you know, check up on my, my den and my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Do you say anything to the others?
Well, they know what we're here for, right?
I hope they do, still remember.
So I tell them that I'll meet them up, I'll meet with them so we can conclude our business after I check up on my home.
So now there's only two of you left here. What do you two guys do?
I'm just,
I'm not sure what's going on here.
Can you see me?
Yeah, I could see you, but you were like a frame by frame shot.
Oh, and can you hear me?
I can hear you now, but I couldn't hear you a moment ago.
So basically, I'm just strolling around looking for female chimpanzees and walking with the group, you know, just, you know, strolling around.
You dog.
And just looking at female chimpanzees, thinking some unclean thoughts.
And finally, the new member, Cahoon, what are you doing? The rest of the party, everyone just seemed to have scattered. One started playing with some kids. One left to go home. One is kind of seems a bit distracted while he's walking. Just you keep seeing his head swerve, looking at people when they pass.
Well, I guess we should like all be together when we have to go talk to the leader, right? So we can like I guess we should wait for everyone to finish their business and all go talk. We can go talk to the leader all together.
Yeah, it's probably a good plan. I don't know when he'll be done with tag and looking at ass over there. It's It's a good thing he's at like ass height too for most of the apes.
Yeah, it doesn't look. He doesn't have to look down.
All right, he's just looking straight forward, so it's not even obvious.
It's kind of obvious when someone walks past him and he kind of turns to look at them after they passed.
I'm like whistling to myself, like, oh Lord, did I bring my special wand? Or I don't know. I'm just, you know, unpacking my backpack, looking for something, like muttering to myself. Will she like that? I think she'll like that. I think I'll get a special massage for that. Last time I liked the, all right. Like I'm mumbling stuff to myself, some incoherent stuff, you know, and the word fucking and sex is like overheard every few times.
So Calhoun, with this professional team with you, what are your plans?
Well, I kind of want to play tag with the monkeys.
You're going to join the game?
Yes. I don't think I can lose, but so I'm going to join the game.
Okay, so while that's going on, let's hop over to Faraday then.
Who actually... Oh, you didn't know your daughter was recruited?
Do I not know that?
She's part of the Cosmonauts, which is wrongly named because Cosmonauts would be a dog resistant cell.
All right. So then I'm going to go
no,
home
I'm
not
joking.
Knowing this
I'm just
then?
Joking. But maybe.
So you get to your home and open the door, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What is your home like?
It's a treehouse that, you know, doubles as the as like my place of business, my, you know, where I practice my profession. Mm-hmm. So it's got my you know, potion brewing stuff, you know, other things for healing, and you know, bedding and some of the stuff for actual living there.
And your daughter was kind of your apprentice in a way, or
mm-hmm.
And you see her, but she hasn't. She doesn't see you actually. She's just like, yeah, I'll get right to you. Just sit down and wait over there.
Why, hello, my dear. Yeah, how have things been?
She just turns around, kind of surprised look on her face, and you see pretty much instantly that she looks tired. Gets kind of like rings under her eyes, and but. She just breaks up in this huge smile, and she just runs towards you.
Yeah, and I'll hug her.
Yeah, she's like really hugging you, and then like after a minute almost, she kind of pulls back a little bit. Like, you back now?
For the time, it seems that after this short stay, I'll be heading over to where the rabbits live for a time.
Why are you going there?
Just some business.
You got business for with them?
Yes, it seems.
You better be careful one. Because you know that they are crazy.
That might be so, but I'm sure I'll be fine. Your father hasn't gotten to this ripe old age by not being careful.
So you're not going to stay and help out here?
I can see if I can for a time. Well, we can discuss this at a later junction. I do need to go talk with our alpha.
Boar.
Mm-hmm. With Boar.
Oh, him. He's being his grumpy old self, not doing anything. Just talking and talking and talking.
Well, I'm sure every once in a while he's got something important to say.
Well, I guess they have important things to say, all of them, the old ones, but... They never do anything, they just keep talking, so...
Have you been good here? Do you need any help with supplies or anything?
No, I got plenty of that, but it's been busy.
It's unfortunate. No, it's always hard.
There was a fever. Quite a lot of the kids got sick, and...
There is an echo, I think.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just testing to see if there... It was an echo, but I can't hear it right now.
Yeah, it went away.
So
who's next to the alpha of the apes?
The alpha is Boar 21.
Yeah, and who's next to it? Him?
They have a council of like elders.
Got it.
But you also have the name Largo, who might be sympathetic to the resistance. While Boar is a bit more of an uncertain card.
And I know how a Largo looks like.
You know it's a gorilla, but that's pretty much it.
Would I know that name and who that would be, since I live here?
Yeah, you have better of an idea. You know that okay. Largo is kind of a leader of a sort, not part of like the council, but a leader of a bunch of similar-minded gorillas, and mostly gorillas, but there are some other apes, but mostly gorillas she's in charge of. So she, and you know, she's a huge gorilla, a female gorilla. She's ginormous.
So she's not hard to find, basically.
No.
Don't tell her that.
Oh, all right. Maybe they like it, you know, as a compliment.
Okay, so I'm guessing that you just catch up with your daughter and help out slightly with a few smaller things while catching up.
Yeah, and then I let her know that I'm going to go talk to Boar and that I'll make sure to stop by to say goodbye before I head out.
Mm-hmm. The game of tag went going for a while. It was kind of hard because the spider monkeys, they were very much using the advantage of being able to squeeze into small areas, being even smaller than you are, and also climbing up into trees and jumping between trees. But eventually they just suddenly ambushed Crosby and just started trying to wrestle him, all three of them.
All right, I'm going to use Predator.
Just murderize the kids.
Okay, I get ambushed.
They just pounce upon you, all three of them, and they try to wrestle you to the ground. It's not going that well.
That's fine. It's not like I have anything. Whatever the fuck these are, shrimps.
Shrimps. And Cahoon, you are kind of stuck there, standing watching because, or are you trying to interfere in the wrestling?
Well, they look like they're playing, right? They're not, like, trying to actively hurt him.
Ah, God!
There's blood splurting all over the place.
No, they
are playing.
Okay, so I just let them play. I'm just watching.
And...
Kong.
And speaking of that, we have Concrete. And I can't hear you.
So I'm basically, you know, looking for that, what's her name? I forgot.
Largo?
Yeah, I'm looking for her. I'm just asking around, trying to find her.
Well, you find that the apes, they're helpful, but they're a little bit like hesitant in, you know, they're kind of like, why do you want to know? Like, they're... You have to work it a little bit before you get information out.
So there's like a few things going around the encampment that we live in, and I just wanted to ask you a few questions because she's like usually. I heard that usually she's got like a lot of good insights, and you know maybe it'll be nice just to hear what she says, catch a little bit of her wisdom.
Wisdom, chuckle and. Yeah, she's usually over there, and they.
I can't hear you.
Her crew is usually over there by the rocks. Okay, right, so when thanks. Do you have to get going?
My dad says like in an hour he's gonna probably try and head out, so soonish, but it's fine. He's only like a 10-minute drive from me, so it won't be too long to go see him, and he just wants to, you know. See me before he moves, pretty much, because he's heading out of state.
Okay. So I'm going to let all of you kind of catch up with each other at this point, if you want.
All right. So are we going to go see the Alpha, or is it decided that we're going to go see Largo first?
I think we should go see Largo first.
Okay. That's fine, then. I don't know how we all figure out that, because we had agreed, I guess, to go see Boar. But yeah, no, it's fine. We'll figure it. I guess I'll head over towards that area, see that they're not there, and then I know where to go, so I'll go towards where Largo lives.
Well, you know that she doesn't live there, but she tends to hang out near the rocks.
Gotcha, so I'll head over there. And I assume everyone else just found their way there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so as you approach, you can see that there's... At first glance, it kind of looks like they're just lounging around on the rocks, taking it easy, but... You quickly notice that the way they are placed, like where they're hanging out, it's not completely by random. They have eyes on you the moment you start approaching, and These guys are keeping a watch, basically.
I'm waving with my open hands, and I'm asking like from afar, may we approach, please?
Okay, if you want. They give the very like casual, like they're just lounging there, but you know that these guys are ready. If something were to happen, they would spring into action instantly.
All right. I say thank you. I appreciate it. May I speak to Largo, please?
She's over there. And you
I'm
see
walking
there's,
towards her.
There's this huge female gorilla on a rock, and around her are a few others that are she's talking to. Like, they're sitting on the ground around the rock.
So I'm approaching like the circle around the that basically she sits by, and I say, "Hi, Largo. Nice to finally meet you. My name is Concrete. May we approach, please?"
What do you want?
There's a couple of issues that I wanted to consult with you, if you don't mind. I'm a friend of I forgot the name of the bear.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I'm a friend of Fahrenheit, and
no, that old geezer.
Yeah, I'm facing a few problems, and he told me that those problems are probably
something you can help me with. Which is the big bear, but you can tell him my name. That's fine too.
Yeah, I'm talking about Truffaut, not Fahrenheit.
Okay, Truffaut. She looks a bit more confused when you mention Truffaut. Like, she's not 100% sure of who you're talking about.
Oh, you don't know him? He's like. He's a friend of mine. I think you know him. He's like, he's been around here. So he basically recommended you as somebody who can help me with a couple of issues that I've been facing with. Is it okay?
Okay, spit it out.
Is there like other apes around her or what?
Yep, there's a few are sitting around.
So we all walk to her, right?
Are we or there? Just in- No, yeah, I think, we're all here. I've just been making idle chit chat with the other apes because that's what I do. I'm a small talk expert.
So you're engaging like her crew that's lounging around here.
Yeah,
I'm just.
Plus, I need to be called over to help mediate things better as an ape.
Yeah, I'm just keeping an eye. Like, I want to see like what's happening around. Like, if something is going to happen, I just want to be ready in case something happens.
Mm-hmm. And Crosby.
So she's not the alpha.
Nope.
But we want her to be the alpha.
What you know is Largo has been speaking out against the Watchers. She's not part of the Resistance, but she has been outspoken against them.
I thought she's part of the Resistance.
Nope. No, she's not. That's why I was wondering why you were talking about
Truffaut. Oh, crap.
So, we're good friend with Truffaut, the helicopter ride. While we plan a Resistance. I thought you...
Oh, crap.
That's fine.
And Boar is... He's kind of a politician. There's a lot of talk, very little action, and he's more of the, like, if we don't make any...
Right?
Yeah. We don't make any fuss...
And I say, is there, like, a way that we can talk, like one-on-one?
Why? What do we want to talk about?
Some things that you can't say around polite company.
Well, it's a sensitive matter, and us badgers, we're kind of touchy about those things. It's kind of embarrassing, to be honest.
You're definitely touchy around apes. Yeah, I love you.
Shut up.
But
listen, it will just take a minute.
Fine.
Some things are not meant to be repeated.
She just gives a little, like, a small little tiny hand wave, and the other apes...
One giant ant just throws them in water.
No, they just move out. They move, like, a few meters away. Not very far at all, but...
Right. Look.
As though they move, like, pretty far away that they can hear me whisper, I tell her... Thank you for this vote of confidence. I'm part of the Resistance, and
she just looks around and kind of crouches in a little bit more towards
I'm just like, fuck!
I'm just in the back, I'm looking at her, and like, I give her a thumbs up, like...
Everyone's frantically looking her out, we're like, what the fuck did... Why did you say that?
Yeah, I'm still in the background, just chatting up these other apes.
I'm kind of, you know, the reason I say that is because I trust you. I've been hearing you talking against the dogs and against the...
Watchers.
Against the Watchers and stuff like that, and you seem like a very trustful... person, I guess I can say. And the resistance is facing a lot of changes right now, which I don't want to get into details, but they are very hopeful to our situation right now at this compound. And in order for those things to mature and be a lot better, we might need a little bit of assistance from you.
Why should I be trusting you?
That's a good question.
Because we're real. It's going to be the only way we can actually take down the Watchers is with a concerted effort.
How do I know you're not working for them and just trying to snare me in?
So I'm just, as she says, like, as I know, how do I know you're not working for them? I'm like lowering my backpack really slowly, and I'm telling her and I'm asking her, do you mind if I'll show you something?
As long as you do it slowly.
All right, so I'll open my backpack slowly.
You don't believe me, I'll pull the pit.
You just, like, lower your pants, like, I want to show you something.
Look at this dick. Is it in the
Look
world?
At this silver head of a watcher.
So I open my backpack really slowly, and I'm just looking for my ray gun in my backpack. And I'm not holding it, I'm just looking for it and showing it inside the back. The
machine killer carbine?
The machine killer carbine. Oh, I gave
that
to Infernite?
You gave it to Truffaut?
No, we took it back. You don't remember?
No, I don't think you
took it. Oh, we never took it? Jesus Christ. Okay.
Oh, God. I thought I have it.
So what are you sure instead?
Well, Faraday can vouch for us. If you can trust Faraday.
I'm just going to back rewind a little bit this entire thing. Because I was completely sure that I still have
you. You had it until you gave
carbine.
It to Truffaut.
Yeah. Okay.
Crap.
Yeah, now I remember.
I'm just okay. You know what? So I'm opening my backpack and I'm showing her all sorts of stuff that we got from the dogs. And
show anything. Don't show that. That just shows we're thieves. Please don't show that.
Why? Because it's like we're fucking you've probably thieving. Heard. You, and I'm saying like you've probably heard. A few days ago, like a few weeks ago, there was a raid on the dogs, and there's like a lot of those special things got stolen. I don't know if you heard about it.
Are you saying that was you?
I'm just saying I helped the dogs to be less potent and less powerful than what they were.
So you stole from them?
Let's just say that I'm keeping their stuff with me as long as they're...
Alliance
with the Watchers.
We're not. How's that? Oh, have you heard of the cats that went missing? We cut them pieces for the resistance.
Like I'm trying. What I'm trying to say is that I'm trying to build some kind of confidence.
If you want to try and be convincing, I could ask you to roll dominate.
That's boring. Let me talk.
I don't want to roll dices because I know I'll fail, so I'm trying to do it like with my character. All right.
Look, your words against the Watchers haven't gone unnoticed. There was a raid against the Badger compound. We lost many brothers in that raid. It was a massacre. Just X days ago, where I'll record later the amount of days and splice it in the audio. not joking. And they're gonna be coming for anyone. Going against the Watchers because they're trying to keep this under wraps. But people are getting mad. People are getting angry of being caged in like animals, which we are. And disregard that.
Yeah. So basically,
and
we're like.
And you might not trust us right now, but you could. And we're here to help you take get the apes where they should be, not complacent on this island, just waiting for the inevitable. Which one they're gonna be coming and taking apart. Our friend right here we don't know that. That's right. Never mind. I was going to talk about the air, but we don't even know that. But that's your place where you can say that you got taken by the Watchers. Cahoon.
Yes. Well, yeah, I can, like, I'm walking forward, and I yeah, I was kidnapped by the Watchers, so I really want to get back at them. Like, I want revenge. They're not good people / machines.
Well,
I think we all have our reasons why we are part of the Resistance, and you could be part of that.
So why are you here then?
Because Boris being complacent. He's too afraid to do anything against the Watchers, and he's keeping everyone under their thumb. Everyone in the Ape compound. We need numbers. We sacrifice a lot of badgers.
Did we lose the reptiles?
Yeah, we didn't.
I guess it's fine if he sounds schizophrenic, because he probably is.
But, so.
We lost a lot of badgers, and dogs are working for them. We need people that are willing to fight and die for the cause.
So you want dates with you? Is that what you're saying?
We would love to get their assistance, yes.
Whoever's willing, whoever's voluntary.
Okay, I only really see one way of doing this. As much as I can do, you still have to talk to Bor. He is in charge. You will have to talk to him at least.
Can you talk, come with us and talk to him?
It's probably for the best that I don't.
Boy's in charge. Why shouldn't you be in charge? From what I heard, you'd make a wonderful leader.
Hey, it's not that easy. There are ways things must be done.
And the Badger Epitaph would challenge the Alpha. And if the Alpha cannot prove his worth, he no longer stays the Alpha.
That's not the way it works here. But I'm trusting you, and I will be working on things on my end. But I still need you to meet with Bor.
What should we do? We don't want him to be informing directly to Watchers themselves. We don't trust him.
You will have to be very careful.
If this gets out, that means another raid on the Badger compound, and I can't have that on my hands.
You will have to be very, very careful not to reveal too much or too little, but don't underestimate him.
Mm.
Let's go kill him.
So are you saying that, like, he might join Arcos, or...?
Given the right motivation and persuasion, he might sway. He's mostly inactive. He doesn't want... he wants what is best for the apes. And with the right arguments, you could sway him, I believe.
Anything we should know?
He's old. He doesn't like change. And he absolutely wants what is best for the apes.
All right. Well, thank you for this inside information. And
I will talk to you later. I will start working on things on my end.
So we're gonna head to Bor. I don't need to small talk all these other apes anymore.
Nope.
What was that about? Right. What was that about getting kidnapped by the Watchers?
That's a long story, but yeah, like, you know, like when Watchers kidnap people, yeah, that's what happened. Like they kidnapped me from the rabbit habitat and they did stuff to me. I don't know what, like exactly. I'm a new person now. Like I changed. I saw like the results of their experiments, but I don't know exactly what they did. So
where were you held?
I don't know.
How do we know where you're not part robot?
Like, I can tell you I'm not part robot.
I want you to like walk up on him and start like knocking on his head, trying to find like metal parts or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna check for metal parts.
So do you have like a metal scanner in your bag or something?
No, he's tapping on you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna metal. Squeeze a bit.
Yeah.
Whatever, go ahead. Like, as long as it's not hurting me.
All right, I'm gonna use 7 points in Predator.
Just murder him.
I guess he wasn't a robot after all.
Just holding up a thigh bone or something.
Yeah. So we're gonna go talk to Bor, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess star. I'll take point on this one, just since I'm also an elder and an 80.
Yeah. So how old is your daughter?
She should be not like the. Not the, like, children age, but the one that's in between, the, like, teenage adult one. Like, around there.
So ripe.
Yeah. Legal, yeah.
Nice.
It's probably better, like, concrete if you don't, like, show, like, tell the leader that you stole stuff from the dogs. I don't know. Like,
I won't tell them.
That's just a feeling that I have. Like, maybe don't do that.
All right. So
I just wanted to show her that we are capable, and I trust her by telling her those things. And so, yes, I stole it from our enemies, basically.
So I'm going to walk into, I guess, like, where Bor is with, like, the council and stuff like that. Are they, like, in session or doing anything right now?
No, the council is not in session, and they are over on the other island.
Okay,
or
so we just
Bor
is
off on the other island.
Okay.
The council is only in session when called into session.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll head over it that way.
Can we just walk to the, like, can we just, like, traverse the bridge, or is it guarded or something?
It's not guarded. Faraday, you know that Bor spends a lot of time in the greenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been friends for a bit, you know? I never actually wanted to be on that council. I was probably offered, but, you know, I was like, nah, not for me. Not my cup of tea, those politics, you know?
Why is it called a greenhouse? It's more bluish.
Well, you see, the things in it are generally green.
What would you call a house the color of its content?
Yeah, I don't know. That's just what it was called. It's been like that for a while now. So yeah, and I'll head over to meet with Bor.
Okay, so are all of you coming along?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Why not?
Yeah.
As you approach the greenhouse, you can see that there's like a couple of orangutans standing outside the door to the greenhouse. They are armed, and they have their weapons out. They have like spears and stuff.
Hello, gentlemen. Is Bor in?
Yep.
I'd like to speak with my friend. That's okay.
Yep.
Okay. These gentlemen here are with me. If it's okay for them to accompany me, and if not, I'm sure they understand.
And I just look at them and I give them the thumbs up. Like, we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
Watch out! He's got a thumb.
All right, so if they don't want to come in, then I guess I'll just go in.
No, we're coming in.
Oh, okay.
The guards look at you over, and they any obvious weapons that you have that they can see from a view, they tell you to leave it here, and you can take it again when you come back out.
All right, I plant my huge machete in the ground.
All right.
If you think I need that.
Yeah, it's okay. I just put my stuff on the ground too.
All right. Well, with everyone properly disarmed, I guess they let us in, right?
Yep.
Alright, so I'll go in to find Bor. What's he up to?
He is over in kind of the back half of it. He is standing next to a big potted plant, and he's kind of has this little spray bottle that he's spraying it with. He's spraying water on the little the plant, and like cutting away a few dead leaves. And he's gardening. Pretty
okay.
much. And
so yeah, when I
as,
see him,
as you see inside here, there are probably around five or six other angry hangs beside Bor. More than half of those are big burly orangutans, clearly not elders. Most of them are kind of just standing around, not really doing anything special. There's another older one who's kind of sitting in a lawn chair. He's got these glasses on. They're a little bit cracked on one side, and he's holding this book he has, and he's holding it very close to his face when he's reading it. And then there's Bor. He is an older orangutan. His fur is the classic red, and then there's quite a lot of gray in his fur as well. He is
What color is Faraday?
Faraday would be like the standard red stew and has, you know...
I'm picturing you like
older.
Louis.
Yeah?
Good.
But probably a bit bigger.
Louis's big.
No, yeah, you're right. Louis is pretty decent size. But yeah, I do have the huge trait, so there's that. But yeah. So when I see him, I will, you know, announce my presence, you know. Bor, my friend!
He puts down his spray bottle. He hasn't looked at you yet. He puts down a spray bottle. He takes a pipe that's lying on the table there. Takes a puff, puts it back down, and then he turns towards you. Ah, Faraday. You're back now?
For the time being, I bring news from outside our habitat.
Oh, and who are these? He looks over everyone.
These are messengers that I've brought to help speak to you about certain issues that have been going on outside our reach.
Merchants Guild.
I'm sure you're quite aware that there's a resistance movement in existence.
No!
No, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. He takes up his pipe again. Gives it a few puffs. Puts it down.
See? We just stole from the ducks.
No, no, you're fine. Listen. Just hear me out. Okay, so. Right. And I, of course, just like yourself, have our best interest at heart. You know I have my daughter to look out for and the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. He kind of looks away from you, and then he picks up like this rag, and he starts wiping down the huge leaves on this plant while he's listening to you.
So you understand that this resistance movement existing, that they're going to continue with their operations, and even if should they be squashed, it's going to be a domino effect and weaken us as animals united. You see? And so if any of the other habitats fall, then the Watchers have better reign over us. Should we ever decide that we don't care for what they're doing anymore, or should they ever decide that they tire of us, they have better resources to remove us and we wouldn't have help if we wait that long. I suggest that we try and get at the helm of this. If we try and help out and we're successful, then we should be able to take a good position leading the rest of the animals at the end of this. We can try and put apes at the top of the totem pole. Do you see what I'm saying, my friend?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And apes can climb, so it's easy for them to go up the pole.
I might as well notice that every one of you is starting to feel it's very, very hot in here. Very hot and humid inside this house. And he kind of, Bor kind of like scratches his chin a little bit. Then he kind of reaches his really long arm up into one of the plants near him and kind of twists a little bit and pulls down. And then he kind of twists off and hands you, Faraday, a banana.
Mm-hmm.
And then he keeps one for himself. So what do you think of this? What should we do?
Well, we don't have to publicly...
And then he munches on his banana.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to publicly denounce the Watchers. We would still need to do everything in secret should we even want to aid the resistance. But if we show enough support and start to place ourselves in leadership positions in their organization, should they be successful, we can play both sides of the field. We'll help them out, and as long as we keep it secret enough, we can fall back on not being associated with them should they fail. That way we're left with the best position at the end.
Hmm.
By the way, Christian, there's already an ape cell, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's fine, but he wouldn't know about it, so. I'm just suggesting to him that, you know, we give resources and support the resistance, but not, you know, completely out in the open about everything, so that we can still fall back on not, you know, being part of it.
He stays quiet for a while, quietly chewing his banana, looking like he's deep in thought, and then he looks over at the badger wolverine combo there. And you two little ones, why are you here?
Well, we're part of the, you know.
So you guys, I said that you guys were messengers to talk about like the massacre and stuff like that the Watchers are, you know, making big plays and doing things so that you can help, you know, prove that they could be a problem to the apes. So go ahead and tell them stuff about that.
Yeah, yeah, we survived some attack on our home base, basically, which was horrible. A lot of us died there, and
some badgers were caught.
Some badgers were caught
in another habitat, apparently, and the Watchers responded by causing a raid on our compound, attacking and killing many of us.
So
typically, this can happen to any one of us.
So you're saying that the Watchers found some badgers supporting the resistance, and they attacked the badgers?
No, I don't think they found something like that. I think what they did was it was a routine inspection that they...
Whoops!
You guys should have just sold that you guys were kind of randomly attacked out of nowhere without, like, just cause.
Probably should have.
Alright, I'll step back in for that.
I didn't say we were part of the resistance.
No, you're fine, but not. I meant that it seemed like there was resistance badges that were the cause for the attack, so I'm gonna step back in for a second.
Bad badges were thought to be.
Well, unfortunately,
travel
that,
badges
that
were
may be the case,
innocently.
But you have to understand, Bor, that their government's not as structured as ours is. It's likely that they just splintered off from the rest of their people, and it sadly reflected poorly on them. But I believe a stronger society would fare much better.
He just
can avoid such
quietly
problems.
Nods, kind of scratches his chin a little bit, and that one. He points at Cahoon. What's your part in this?
I'm not against the resistance. I was, you could say, like, collateral damage of, like, the Watchers attacking, like, randomly the habitats. So I don't think the Watchers are here for us.
He tells me he's like my wife. He was taken, but unlike her, he was given back.
Exactly. Yes. They did stuff to me. I don't know exactly what they did, but I want to, if I can, like, fight them back or, like, make them pay for what they did. I don't think the Watchers are here for us. Like, they're really doing whatever they want. They are not here to protect us.
So, Bor with that, he kind of looks down, scratches his chin, walks over back to his plant, picks up the pipe, takes a few puffs of it, then he turns towards you, especially you, Faraday. He looks right at you.
Clay, if you're talking, I can't hear you.
When did I cut out?
When
he looked
to
at
him.
Me. Yeah,
he looked at him.
He looked at me.
That said nothing.
Yeah.
You've committed a big mistake, risking the entire ape habitat by dragging us into this.
I've done no such thing, my friend.
They could be here at any moment.
That's always a risk. They took my wife without any due cause. We had done nothing.
The Watchers, they're here to keep us safe. You are nothing but troublemakers. And your fates will be decided by the council. Take them away. And the guards start approaching you guys.
My friend, you're making a big mistake on this. As I explained, it'd be better for us to position ourselves on both sides of this conflict. at least there, our position's secure. Now you risk us on one front of this. But very well. And I'll let them take me away.
Oh, no, this is not going to happen.
No, I agree. Like,
fucking, there's going to be a lot of dead apes right now. In a few seconds, I'm going to dominate.
Like, do the, like, guard apes, whatever, have weapons, or...?
Yep, they are armed.
Oh, doesn't matter. If you touch me, everyone here will die today, now.
No. We'll
fuck out of
you.
Too late.
And what's Cahoon doing? Two of you are surrendering.
No, I'm not surrendering.
Are you ready? Like, you're going to fight.
You have a gun in your backpack, by the way, Rui.
I know, but it'll take me like a long while to find it.
No, it's just a maneuver. You can pull it out.
Yes, I'm going to fight.
But I'm not sure that I want to fight the apes. They were my friend for like a few days.
Who are you trying to
dominate? Him, go for it.
So who are you trying to dominate?
I can only dominate one. The guards.
No, but like, you're trying to dominate the guards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three success.
Okay, then. Let's see, we have to take out the dominate rules.
I think we're fucked.
But and we don't have any weapons, so...
We're proper fucked.
I don't need any weapons.
Yeah, you just need to kill, like, maybe one of the guards, and then you can get weapons for everyone else. They need them.
Yeah, like...
I will craft weapons out of their...
Remember, you're in the middle of their habitat, on an island.
Not getting captured by fucking apes.
No, like the house is like, the greenhouse is like close to the water, so.
We're gonna swim out of here if it matters, but I'm not getting captured. It's not gonna happen.
Are we close to like the entrance where we put our weapons, or?
Yeah, don't worry about the weapons.
I kept thinking that like the greenhouse is like just a weed greenhouse. He's like growing weed and like
yeah, man, he's got to get his herbal medication.
He's mostly grown bananas.
So he's smoking banana skins.
Okay, so
like in a few seconds, Faraday can defuse the situation, but right now this is what's happening.
So what you're trying to do with the dominate is trying to get them to back down.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, you would have a -3 on that.
Roll. So I should reroll with by removing 3 dice.
Yep.
Okay.
And if he succeeds, like, does he dominate like all of them or just one?
Well, it depends on what he rolls. I will.
Okay, I'm not gonna push. Well, do I want to push? Sure, I'm gonna push. Okay, so 2 success.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm gonna push again. 3 success.
Wow. Okay.
Good call.
So, what do you want to do with the extra?
What's the?
You can give them doubt, you can give them doubt or confusion. I think
to all of them.
No, that part will only be towards the one aimed towards.
All right, so I'm gonna give him confusion.
Both to confusion.
Yeah.
Okay. So that guard is definitely backing. He's not approaching. He's pretty much stopped in his tracks.
I'm not actively attacking people, but like if they are touching me, I'm gonna defend myself. So.
Yeah, likewise. And I'm just shouting, we're not your enemies, we're not your enemies.
This is unnecessary. Let them go. If you feel that I've committed crimes, then I'll stand trial for those. If that's truly what you believe. I'm adamant in these beliefs that this is for our best interests. And I'll make my case before the council, should that be necessary.
All of you will make your case in front of the council.
What business do they have there? They're not part of our society.
Maybe we have a greater chance talking to the... I don't know.
It's not confusion, by the way. It's only doubt.
Okay.
Maybe we have a greater success when we will talk to the council itself. Maybe they will all be swayed by our voice. Our, I don't know, points. Does it make any sense what I just said?
We can follow...
It sounds like a lot of people don't want to be captured. That's why I'm trying to push for just take me and I'll talk to them about stuff. So you guys can go on about your merry day.
Let's just shout it out loud. Listen. All right. I think we should like talk with the council. Maybe we can prepare our case and present it better in front of them. I think they're like wise people and they can hear a logical case when they see it or hear it.
I don't think the council is like going to want to hear us. Like they're just going to decide our fate. Like I don't think they are going to listen to what we want to say.
So what do you want to do? You want to fight monkeys?
Faraday, you know that
I just don't want to be touched because if fucking monkey touched me, he's going to lose that arm.
Faraday, you know that if someone is taken before the council, they will have their chance to make their case. So you know it's you won't just be judged.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Remember, I said
so
that.
I say okay. Take me to your console. That's what I say. I'm just lowering my backpack, lifting my arms, and I say just you
there's,
know, take
there's
me
no
to
need
the console.
For any force. Seems we'll go quite willingly.
There's no taking here.
Yeah. So yeah, and I guess we'll fucking leave. We'll walk out.
Okay.
On our own accord, and I guess we're gonna do court stuff next.
But there's no tying up or touching.
No, like, really but they're escorting touching. You with spears aimed in your direction.
Yeah.
If that spear so much as grazed me, I will kill every motherfucking last one of them. Like right now.
All right.
And they're taking you to a house, and you are escorted into this windowless room where they pretty much lead you into it, and then they close the door and lock it.
Yeah, I gotta go too soon.
Yep, I think this is pretty good end point here.
Oh, okay, cool. So, yeah.
So, like, imprisoned, like...
Sort of, yeah.